Hey guys, go ahead and have a seat. Have a seat. We are in the middle of a study this semester, and I haven't seen some of you in a couple weeks, so it's good to see you again. But we're in the middle of the study called Hooper, and I'm just basically saying, look, let's look at the life of Jesus. Let's look at what he did. Let's look at his life. Let's look at what the Bible says about him. And then realize that what he did, he actually did for us. What he did for us. And so the word Hooper means that. It means doing something for someone. That's what the word Hooper means. So here's a list of things. I don't think I've done this for us yet in this study. Here's a list of the things we've already talked about. We talked about the very first week that he became a man for us. That Jesus became a man for us, not just for the sheer fun of it. Yeah, it'd be great to be a man. No, he became a man for us. He was baptized for us. He defeated Satan for us. He interpreted Scripture for us. I looked at that last week. What I want to think about this week is this little phrase, he was cursed for us. Before I do that, before I really get into that, I want to show you a real quick video. This is a video from Les Mis, which is a musical, great musical. And in the story, there's a guy named Jean Valjean. He's just gotten out of prison for stealing. He finally got out of prison. He served his time. He was released from prison. And he's going to go to the house of this priest. And the priest, let me tell you what's going to happen, then we'll watch the video. The priest is actually going to be very kind to Jean Valjean. And Jean Valjean, in the middle of the night, he steals extremely valuable silver from the priest. And then he leaves in the middle of the night. He steals these valuables and he runs off. Well, he's caught by the police, and the police are going to bring him back to the to the priest. So the police catch Jean Valjean with all the priest's silver goods, and then the police bring Jean Valjean back to the priest, and the priest does something amazing. I'm not going to tell you what happens. Let's go ahead and watch it real quickly. I'm going to let you watch this. Let me click on it, see if I can't get it going. Let me get it going. See if it'll come up. All right, here it is. All right, yeah, we'll stop the video right there. Okay, you can see what happens in that video, right? The priest, a couple of things about this, and then we're going to get right back to our talk, but the priest, not only was the priest stolen from, like that's a crime against him, not only was the priest injured, not only was the priest's wealth stolen, he was the victim. Not only that, but the way he dealt with the victimization was that he actually gave his property, more of his property, away. So you see, the priest is the one who is the victim. He is the one who has been wronged, but he's the one who makes the sacrifice in order to forgive Jean Valjean and set him free. Now, I want to read to you a verse from Galatians 3. Hold that image of Jean Valjean and the priest in your mind. In Galatians 3, this is what the scripture says. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. Okay. Look at this little phrase here. This is in Galatians 3. It says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, what does that little phrase mean? Here's what it means. I want you to picture your sins, your crimes, your lust and greed and hate and anger and rebellion and disobedience. And not only that, but Scripture says that just being unbelieving, and the gospel promises is sin. To be insecure that God really loves me is actually sin. The curse of, we have broken the law of God. And so God has arrested us. The law has arrested us. We have been caught in our sins. He has seen us doing what we've done. This scripture says, though, that Christ redeemed us from that curse. That we've been caught, but somehow what he did is released us. He was able to deliver us from that curse. And that word redeemed, what it means is that he took upon himself the penalty that we deserved. He became a curse for us. Our crime was against him. He suffered the penalty. And he said, not only will I suffer the penalty for what you took from me, my glory and my honor, not only that, but I will suffer for it, but then I will turn around and give you even more. Look at what the verse says. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Okay, how did that happen? Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. You see, not only did we offend him, not only have we sinned against God, not only have we taken glory from him, not only have we taken the food that he gave us and used the strength from that food to curse him, not only do we drink his good created water in this world, but we use the strength we get from the water to deny him to our friends. Not only do we take the relationships that he has given us and we think immoral thoughts about other people. Not only do we speak words that are verbally abusive, but from the strength that he gives us every day, from the food and the rest and the water that he gives us from his planet, we use it against him and against his people. We have taken from him and attacked him with what we took from him. But rather than saying, fine, you took from me, cursed, may the law take you away, rather than sentencing us to eternal suffering, he said, fine, you took from me, I will suffer the loss, and I will suffer for you. I will take the curse that you deserve for you. And when did he do this? Look at what it says. Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. Jesus Christ, in his suffering on the cross, took what we deserve. Not just temporarily, but eternally. You know, a thief might be caught and still sent to jail. God doesn't keep us from suffering the penalties on earth. But what Jesus did for us is he's delivered us from the curse of God, the penalty of eternal suffering. So look at this little, I don't know if I can call this a poem or not, but it's kind of a little poem I wrote. It says, we have ruined his stuff. Yet rather than making us pay, he suffered the loss for us. At the cost of his own life, then he blessed us. We took his stuff. He suffered the loss for us. And then he turned and he blessed us. Just like that priest did to Jean Valjean. It's a picture of redemption. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. In other words, God is, if we will go to Jesus, if we will say, Jesus, you take my curse. I believe that what you suffered is for me. If we will say that to him, then God will not punish us eternally for the crimes that we have done against him. All right, so what? What does this mean? So what, Dave? Give me something practical. Take a look at this little clip. This guy's, you know, picking at this dog, and this dog is just angry at him. And I had a professor who said one time that hurting dogs bite people. You know, if you feel like you're being picked at, or you feel like you are cursed, if you feel like you are bruised, if you feel like God is chasing after you, God's picking at you, God's judging you, God's going to judge you, God's going to curse you. If you feel cursed, you know what you'll do? You'll be like an angry dog who's always growling at everybody, because hurting dogs bite people. When I feel cursed, I want other people to feel cursed. When I feel hurt, I want other people to feel hurt. When I feel like I'm judged, man, I'm taking someone else down with me. I'm not going down alone. You're going down with me, right? I want you to think about how you're always trying to tear people down. You want to know what's at the heart of that, guys? Do you want to know why we are, do you want to know why we form cliques and we keep other people out? Because we feel left out, so we keep other people out. Do you want to know why we feel, you want to know why we say harmful words to other people? Because we feel and hear those harmful words inside our own hearts. We feel cursed, and that's why we're cursing others. We bite at other people because we feel like God's biting at us. So when we hear this phrase, Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. God is not going to judge you for your sins. You are not condemned to hell if you'll believe in Jesus. It's not going to happen. Now, therefore, be freed. Be freed. You don't have to tear other people down. You can give life to them because you're not destroyed. You're not condemned, so you don't need to condemn others. I want us to go to small group and think about this for a few minutes. I've got a few questions here for you. Here's the first question. I want you to think about this question right here. Go to small group, talk about this. When do you feel most cursed? Think about that. When do you curse the most?